USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Omaha, Nebraska are searching for suspects in a mall shooting that killed one person and left another injured. Police say an adult male was taken to hospital in critical condition and later died. An adult female also sought treatment after sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they are still working to identify the suspects. The scene of Saturday's shooting, the Westroads Mall, was the location of another shooting back in 2007 when a gunman killed 8 people. And police in New York City say a driver who was pulled over in Brooklyn threw bleach and a Molotov cocktail at an officer. Police say the man tossed the chemical at the officer who had pulled him over and then drove off, throwing a flaming Molotov cocktail at pursuing officers. The suspect later crashed his car and was arrested. No officers were injured in the incident. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As you know, one of the worst things you could say in any business or in life, for that matter, is, but we've never done it that way before. Right. What if there's a better way? This is why using MediShare for your healthcare bills is such a great idea. It works. It's way less expensive. It's convenient. It's a better way for so many people. The typical family saves $500 a month. So you've never done it this way before? No problem. Just call. Start saving now. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC says that about half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. The new data is showing that more than 128 million people have received at least one dose. More than 82 million people are fully vaccinated. But despite those numbers, cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last week. Jody Guest is a professor and vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University. She tells CBS News that the rise can be attributed to spreading variants of the virus, as well as pandemic fatigue.
I think at this point in time, we see the variants are a huge part of it, and not enough people are being vaccinated, although certainly those numbers are growing every single day, which is fantastic. But we also see people are really tired, and people have, don't want to wear their masks out in public anymore. They want to get back to what life felt like before COVID-19, and we really need to stay on top of all those prevention measures. They really matter when we don't have enough of our population vaccinated yet, and they are the way to keep the variants from circulating.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the world global death rate from the pandemic reaches 3 million, theme parks in California are beginning to reopen. With more, here's Wendy King.
The Universal Studios theme park in L.A. has reopened to the public. It's the first time since the shutdown due to COVID-19 more than a year ago. The park, which is located in Hollywood, reopened with coronavirus precautions in place, including masks, social distancing, and temperature checks. Officials said they will be disinfecting all food locations and restrooms in the park. Friday's opening comes about 2 weeks before Disneyland and California Adventure Stage have their grand reopening, which is on April 30th. Both parks have begun selling tickets again on Thursday. Disneyland said it will also require COVID-19 mitigation measures for entry, including masks and physical distancing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the Czech Republic will expel 18 Russian diplomats as part of an investigation into a 2014 explosion at an ammunition depot. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said his country was expelling the Russians as spies for working with Russian intelligence forces. He said that Czech intelligence had uncovered evidence that Russian agents were directly involved with the explosion that killed 2 people. A Russian foreign ministry spokesperson said that Russia would respond to the Czechs' actions. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.